Welcome to episode 4 of the Wrapped in Wool podcast. I'm your host Becky, and today's date is July 26, 2014. Today's segments include In Progress, Finished Objects, Up Next, Unraveled, and Stash Enhancement. First, before we get going, I'd like to thank a couple of people who have introduced themselves in my Wrapped in Wool podcast group on Ravelry. I noticed we've got about 20 or so members, and don't be shy, come on over to the welcome thread and say hi and tell us how you got involved in knitting. So I'd like to thank Maggie Vienna and Knitter Ninja Shah for introducing themselves. Maggie Vienna has been knitting for 2 years and is located in Vienna, Austria, and she has couple of lovely projects that I checked out. You should check out her project page. And also, Knitter Ninja Shah, or Charlene, is the co-host of one of my favorite podcasts, which is the Yarniacs podcast. And if you check out her FO page, you'll also see lots of beautiful creations. And actually, I'm jealous of her Svalbard by Bristol Ivy, because it's on my list of items that I really want to knit, but I haven't found the right yarn yet, so until I do, that's going to be in the queue. So let's talk about what I've got in progress. First up, I've been working on my Zigzagula socks, which is a free pattern on Ravelry by Susie of Prairie Girl Knits. I'm using Miss Babs Yummy Sock in the Fairy Slipper colorway, which is a lot of pinks. And I'm going to enter this into the Actually Knitting podcast Pow Cow, which is a podcast along knit along. So basically, you either knit using yarn that's been dyed or spun by someone who has a podcast, or you knit a pattern by someone who has a podcast. So mine falls into the second category. I finished one sock last week, and I cast on the second sock last night, and I'm already through the ribbing and onto the leg, and I've done one repeat of the zigzag pattern. So I did the left foot first, and now this one is the right foot. And it's such an easy pattern. I really like it. It's got a little bit of something to keep you interested, and then the rest is stockinette, so it's sort of a quasi-vanilla sock. And the pattern is really easy to read, and I'm actually cabling. It's got cabling, so I'm cabling without a cable needle. Woohoo! I've never done that before. So that's a new technique to me. I mean, it is only a couple of stitches, so I'm not worried about dropping them, but still, for some reason, I'd never taken the plunge and cabled without a cable needle. And like I said, it's a really quick knit, I think. You see progress pretty easily, and I really like that in a sock pattern. And then I'm also working on the Kangaroo Vest by Hannah Fettig, which is what I'm knitting on now for podcasting. And it's from a book called Closely Knit, Handmade Gifts for the One You Love. And I've got so many knitting books, I really need to start actually using them, knitting the patterns. Instead of just knitting from stash yarn, I also need to use patterns from my stash books, I guess. So this is going to be a vest for Emmett, and it's knit in two pieces, so I'm actually working on the back, which is just plain stockinette. And the front has a little colourwork kangaroo, which I think is fitting, since Emmett is half Australian. And I'm using a new-to-me yarn, which is Equity Sport by Sincere Sheep, and I'll link to it in the show notes. And so for the main color, I'm using Anya, which is a light blue. And for the kangaroo, I'm going to use, I think this might be wrong, but I'll have to double check, but the Kung Hei Fat Choi colorway, or Kung Hoi Fat Choi, I'm not sure because I'm having trouble reading the handwriting on the label. But it's a red color, and like I said, I will double check that colorway and link to it in the show notes. And yeah, so I'm working on the back, and I'm about I've got about 2 inches, and so I have to do the back for about 6.5 inches before I start the shoulder shaping. And I don't usually knit things in pieces now, but this is a little vest with really easy shaping, so look for some cute finished object photos with my little man. Hopefully he'll wear it for me. I'm also working on, and I just started this actually yesterday, is the Helen Joyce dress pattern by Taiga Hilliard. So that is Taiga Hilliard. I'm using Knit Picks Shine Sport in the Crocus colorway, which is a purpley pink. This is going to be a gift for my cousin, or my cousin's daughter, who just had a daughter herself. So I was hoping to make more progress on it, but I didn't have a size 5 needle, so I bought a size 5 needle when I went to a yarn shop in Virginia Beach over the weekend, and I didn't really look through the pattern because I didn't realize I had to join in the round, and obviously I got a really long size 5 needle. So now I had to put it down because I'm waiting on shorter size 5 needles because my local Joann's doesn't have them, and I couldn't get to the local yarn store here in Fredericksburg. So that has gone into the little timeout pile. And so has my Carson shawl. I haven't actually worked on that in a while. I'm going to try to pick it up next week maybe. Hopefully I'll have zigzagulous socks done by then, and then I can pick up the Carson shawl. And then I also cast back on for the IQ shawl by Rita Korhonen, using socks that rock in medium weight eggplanted colorway for the Colors of Fall knit along that the Yarniacs are hosting. I haven't got far on this since I cast back on the weekend for beach knitting, and then didn't really get a lot of knitting done at the beach or this past week. So let me back up and talk about that. So I went to the beach on Sunday through Tuesday with my friend, and we took Emmett. So we got a hotel on the beachfront, and we had such a good time. It was Emmett's first time in the Atlantic, and actually my first time in the Atlantic Ocean. Funnily enough, we've been in Virginia for 5 years or so, and I have never been to Virginia Beach. So that's where we went, because this past week I've been on leave from work, and because I'm transferring. So on Monday I start at a new office in Richmond, which will be closer to home and a better commute for me. So I have this week off just to get some things sorted out. So one of those things was the beach. So we went to the beach and we had a great time, but didn't really get a lot of knitting done, which isn't a bad thing. We had a great time, so that's all that matters. So I took this IQ shawl, and I got a few rows done, and I was going to knit on it in the car, but I wasn't sure how that would work, because I sometimes get car sick, so I didn't want to risk it, because my friend Michelle drove, and I didn't want to puke in her car. Considering the fact that my son puked on her while we were on vacation, so... and she took it with such grace and style. So I didn't want to add insult to injury and puke in her car, especially on the way home. So that's what I'm knitting. I've got a lot of little projects going on, keeping my interest, and I can't complain. So let's move on to finished objects. I actually have a couple of finished objects. One is really small, which is a baby hat called Sweet Sprout, and it's a $2 pattern on Ravelry, and I test knit this for my friend Michelle, who I went to the beach with, of Tranquil Cottage Knits. So she is a budding designer, so check that one out, and also look out for future designs, because I know she'll be great. And Emma is actually the model on her pattern page for the hat, which so I'm one proud mama. This is a really quick knit. It uses chunky yarn. And I knew it wouldn't fit Emmett come winter, so I actually gifted it to a co-worker who's having a little girl in August, I think. So I used a base yarn similar to Mad Toss Chunky in red. And it was a really good knit, so check that out. And I also finished another baby gift, which is my chevron baby blanket, using the pattern by L'Espace Tricot, which is a free pattern on Ravelry. And I used the Madeline Tosh DK in kelp and calligraphy colorways, which turned out so good. I'm so happy with it. This took a little over a month to knit, but basically there was like 2 weeks in there where I didn't knit on it at all, so really it probably took about 2 weeks. And I finally blocked it and finished it off with a crochet edging because I didn't like where the colors changed. I wasn't very good about keeping that neat, so I did a little crochet edging on both sides and gave it a light blocking. I didn't really block it vigorously, and now it's in the mail to my friend who just had a little baby boy, Aiden. So I love this blanket. The colors popped so nicely together, and I was a little tempted to keep it for myself, but I was a good friend and gave it away. So that is another baby gift down. So I have the Helen Joyce dress that I'm working on, and then I have to find something else for another friend of mine who's having a baby, and my sister who's also having a baby in November. So I've got to find something to knit for her little one, which is supposed to be a boy, and I have something in mind. She's in Australia, so she'll be having him coming into summer, so I'm not really sure what I'm going to make. I might end up with a blanket or something for her that will be okay if he grows up a little bit before he gets to use it. So, and I apologize for yawning. I wasn't going to record tonight because I was feeling a little tired, but I got a second wind, so I decided to record anyway. So those two finished objects bring my stash dash total to 2,330 yards. Last week it was 1,500 yards, or the last time it was 1,500 yards, and so I added 750 for the blanket and a whopping 80 yards for the baby hat. So I'm facing reality in that technically Stash Dash finishes next weekend. I'm not going to hit the over 5,000 yards required, but what I am going to do is continue on my own personal Stash Dash journey, because I really like this idea, and I have a lot of stash yarn. And actually, since I'm doing a piece on stash enhancement, obviously I've added to the stash yarn, so I need to knit it. And since I want to knit all the things, I have plenty of materials to do that. So let's talk about what I have coming up next. I still have this awesome knitting mojo. I can't remember the last time I was this excited about knitting. I want to knit all the time, and I wish I could quit my job and somehow be a millionaire and knit all day, but that's not going to happen. And I'm not sure what my knitting time is going to be like now that I will be driving instead of being on the train. But then I also have more time in the evenings because I don't have to go to bed at like 9 o'clock, 8, 9 o'clock at night if I don't want to. So after I put Emmett to bed at 8, I have a good couple of hours to myself, which will be nice. So yeah, up next I've had a request for a pair of socks by one of my nieces in Colorado. I follow her on Instagram, and she follows me, so she saw a post that I did of my zigzagular socks and was like, I want socks, and I was like, I'll make you socks. She has bigger feet than me, and she's 17, almost 18 years old. Oh well, that's okay. So she wants red socks, so now I've got to find the yarn. I have something in my stash, but I'm not 100% sure about it, and I'm thinking maybe another pair of zigzagular socks since I'm liking this pattern so much. Excuse me. Also, I am planning on So I'll talk about it in stash enhancement, but I just got some yarn that I'm planning on making the Ashburn shawl by Melanie Berg. I've already bought the pattern, and I just have to wind the yarn and get a couple of other projects off the needles first, I think, before I get this on the needles. But I'm so excited to knit it, that it's such a gorgeous pattern, and I think the yarn that I want to use will work really well. And I also have two patterns by Helen of Curious Handmade that I want to knit. So that's a Curious Handmade podcast. I'll link to that in the show notes. She's a fellow Aussie expat living overseas. She's in London, I believe. And so it was nice when I found it, because I was just like, oh, an Aussie accent. That's so nice to hear. So she has two patterns that I want to knit. One is the Georgie blanket, which just came out recently. And I'm going to make that for Emmett. And I'll probably make it a little bit bigger. And also she has this gorgeous Pebble Beach shawl, which she is going to do a knit-along for. Or is doing a knit-along for. So I just have to find the right yarn. I have something in mind. It's got to be a solid color. I think the pattern will do much better with solids. So I have some Plucky Feet or Plucky Single, Primo Single. I'm not sure, but that may very well end up being what I use for this pattern. And I'm not sure when that'll be on the needles. Like I said, I've got to get some of this other stuff off the needles first. So, and in Unraveled, I want to talk about a couple of things. So I had to rip out my IQ shawl because I just forgot to do the increases. I don't know, I was just knitting along and I was like, this isn't getting any bigger. This is supposed to get bigger. Why isn't it getting bigger? And then I was like, oh, because you didn't do the increases. So I had a decent amount done, but obviously it wasn't getting any bigger, so I just decided to rip it out and start again, because I want it to be the way it's supposed to be. And it's really easy knitting, and it's good TV knitting, so I don't think I'll have any problems getting back to where I was before. It was just, you know, one of those things where you're just not paying attention, and you just stop doing something, I guess. So, I've also considered frogging my Vodka Lemonade cardigan, but that decision is on hold. I think what I'll do is just keep it in timeout until I get the urge to work on it, because I know I will eventually. Hopefully sooner rather than later, because I still have to do, or I still want to knit a Rhinebeck sweater. I don't have to knit a Rhinebeck sweater. I want to knit a Rhinebeck sweater. So whether that ends up being my Rhinebeck sweater, or I pick a whole different pattern, because I have some Mad Tosh vintage in my stash that I want to use. Either way, I've got, what, a little over 2 months to get a Rhinebeck sweater on the needles and off the needles. It's doable, right? We'll see what happens. There I go again, setting myself, you know, impossible goals, considering I have a couple of things I want to knit for other people. So, we'll see what happens. And so those are my Unraveled stories. Nothing too serious, thank God. And now to the fun part, which is stash enhancement. So, I was at the beach, and I went to, obviously, we looked for yarn stores, and as we were leaving town, we went to one yarn store because Emmett really didn't have a nap and he was a little cranky and I didn't really want to put him through that. So we went to a store called The Yarn Club, and obviously I went looking for souvenir yarn, like locally dyed, locally spun or something, but I didn't find anything that I really wanted that fit that description. I did, however, find 3 skeins of Madeline Tosh Merino Light, which ended up coming home with me, and are going to be used for the Ashburn shawl. So I got one of each colorway in Dusk, which is a sandy color, like a light, creamy, kind of, you know, light sandy color. Terra, which is a brown with some orange pink undertones. I've never seen this color before, and I kept going back to it. it was calling to me, but I didn't think I'd wear a sweater made out of it. So I decided to get the other yarn for a shawl. And then the third color is called Courbet's Green. And they just, I don't know, they just reminded me of the beach. And since we'd been to Virginia Beach, I thought this would be great, great yarn. So that came home with me. And then I also ordered three skeins and received, ordered and received three skeins of Journey Sock from Unwind Yarn Company, which is by Dana of Just One More Row podcast. I actually have the wrong podcast listed here. But anyway, it's in the colorway Love Notes, which is pink. And I'm not sure what it'll be. I got three skeins and they each have 400 yards, so I have plenty of options. And, you know, it's one of those things where I just wanted to try some new yarn. And now I have to put myself on a yarn diet so I can actually, you know, spend some money at Rhinebeck. Because, especially since next week I have to have a root canal, and that's going to cost a pretty penny. And I'm not looking forward to that. And then I may have to have another root canal. So, yeah, we've got to start saving the pennies for Rhinebeck. I was thinking about, like, maybe putting an envelope somewhere, like on my bedside table or something, and every now and then sticking a few bucks in there just to have it. That way I'd have cash to spend, and it, you know, I could be like, well, I can't go over this much because this is what's in the envelope. But I don't know, we'll see. And I think that brings us to the end of the episode today. As usual, show notes can be found on the blog at wrappedinwool.weebly.com. You can find me on Ravelry as Westerly Whimsies, and I'm also Westerly Whimsy without the S on Twitter, and I am Knit Girl, which is KN1TGIRL on Instagram. And we also have the Wrapped in Wool group on Ravelry, so come on by if you're already a member. Love to hear you, hear how you got into knitting, and come say hello and just chat with everybody about what we're working on. So you guys have a great night, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.